Time to bring in Pat Figano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning there, Marshall. How is every little thing on this Thursday?
On this Thursday, it's okay. 40 degrees out there. And, you know, and I'm kind of getting in. I could probably live with this type of weather where it's 35 to 45 early in the morning and in the 60s in the afternoon. All right. You know, I think I could get used to that.
It's the kind of weather that they have in places like Arizona, Palm Springs, California, all winter long.
Yeah,
all winter.
I think I could get used to that. Yeah. Because it's not bitter cold, and it's not really, really hot, and so your body doesn't react like up here, like when we have a week of minus zero weather, and then all of a sudden you have a week of 40-degree weather. Your body really...
Yeah, has to acclimate, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, that's what I was always, my wish was, whenever I retire, to get a place in Palm Springs, California for the winter. And then either here or the Cape for the summer. And I would just love that. But that takes money, Marshall.
It certainly does.
Yeah. And, you know, things are not all that great right now. They keep hiking the interest rate, so I don't know. Economists know what they're doing, but, like, I'm thinking along the lines, like, anybody who was thinking of buying a house now and needs a mortgage, with the interest rate so high, they're going to rethink that. So that's going to affect real estate, in my opinion.
I don't think so. You know why? Because as soon as the rates drop in like a year or two or whatever, the banks offer these refinancing things.
Everybody could refinance.
Yeah, right? I mean, they go crazy with that. So yeah. I think it'll affect it a little bit. I think it affects first-time home buyers more than anybody else. But somebody that's already owned a home and knows that they can sell it for more money and stuff like that, so I think it'll only really hurt the first-time home buyers. You know, but that's my opinion. I'm no, Lord knows, I'm
economist.
Economist,
right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right. And what else do we have to talk about? We have to talk about Martin, hurricane in North Atlantic, moving away. Lisa is now downgraded to a tropical storm. She's over Belize in the Yucatan, and we'll move into the Bay of Campeche.
So it didn't hit Belize all that bad then?
I don't know. It was a Category 1 when it hit.
Okay.
85-mile-per-hour winds. So we shall see, you know, what kind of damage was caused down there. There will be another one developing in somewhere in the Caribbean that's going to, you know, just kind of... meander around the Bahamas and Florida in a few days. So we'll have to see what that does. And that takes care of that. There is another big storm hitting the Pacific Northwest. It's going to bring a lot of heavy snow to the Cascades and parts of the Rockies. And ahead of that, there is a front that's going to produce severe weather in the Southern Plains and Texas, over to Louisiana in the next couple of days. So all of that is out west, and we sit here calm, 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 mid-60s, sunny today, mid-40s, clear tonight, sunny, 65 to 70 Friday. Now, it won't be stellar skies on Saturday. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75. Clouds, some sun, a spotty shower Sunday, 70 to 75, and still in the 70s on Monday.
Well, you can't really complain about that. I mean,
not at all.
You know, I mean, what the heck? I mean, you know, it's funny. The grass really isn't growing that much anymore. But because we've had enough rainfall and wetness to go, I think the grass looks better now than it has all summer when we had that big, long drought.
And that's always the case, yeah. And I know my lawn is looking really, really good. Yesterday, I took down all of the outdoor Halloween decorations, and I put them in the shed. So I got that all done. Today, I'll go to the backyard, and I will put away all of the patio furniture and all of that stuff that's got to be put away in the back shed, and I'll get that done. Might as well take care of it now while it's while the weather's pleasant. I'd rather do it when it's nice out than when it's cold and nasty.
I leave my patio. I leave my furniture on my back deck.
Oh, I can't do that.
You know why?
Why?
Well, because the pillows I put, the outdoor pillows I put out of are cheap. I mean, you can buy them for $9, $10 a piece. But also, it's easier to get a true look at snowfall amounts in the winter.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the one thing that I do leave out is the table. It's a big round table, wrought iron. And I cover that with a tarp so that, you know, the elements don't get it. And that's what I use to judge snowfall.
I think
but that's the only thing I leave out. Everything else gets put away. Oh, except the grill. The grill gets left out as well.
I think when you put when you leave a chair out because it's low, it's not affected by wind as much. It gives you a much better representation of your snowfall because it's not high up with the wind.
Right.
This is the Marshall Miles scientific way now.
I was just going to say, meteorologically, I go out with a ruler, and I measure it in several places and take the average.
That's too much work.
That's really the proper way to do it.
Just too much work. I would use the Marshall Miles chair meteorological experiment to take snowfall amounts. And well, I do have the chair marked off in 1 foot.
1 inch increments?
In 6 inch increments because that way, and it goes up to 2 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. We'll accept that, Marshall.
It sounds kooky, but it does work.
Yeah. No, that's fine. That's fine. Usually your reports are pretty accurate. They sort of gel with surrounding reports, so it's working. Yep. You know, and snow doesn't fall evenly, so that's the other thing. You can buy all of those little lawn ornaments with the rulers on it to stick in your lawn.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're placing it in the middle of your lawn, where there's nothing around, you know there's going to be drifting and everything like that, so you know the accumulation is not going to be accurate.
And if you live in a place where you've got a septic tank, it's not when it hits over the septic tank, it doesn't accumulate as much as it does elsewhere.
Right.
If you live in a place where you've got a water line that's coming into your house, that affects it. There's a lot of ups and downs. Yeah, there's a lot of ups and downs.
Yep, and I'm going to be headed up to the lake on Sunday. I'm going to be meeting with the contractor, and we'll see what's going on there. I'm also going to, after that, get over to see my friend David, who is out of the hospital, and he's doing okay, very tired.
He's probably going to have to stay home for a couple of weeks, right?
He's got to see the surgeon at the end of next week. But the surgeon warned him that he must rest and relax for at least 2 months.
Wow.
And he said he's very, very tired. And things he said, without getting into anything detailed, this was this morning in an email, he said his system is not completely back to normal.
Yeah.
So I'll probably double and see him. Dan Henry is going to work for me in the morning on Monday, and then I'm going to take over Monday afternoon.
Oh, so Dan Henry.
Yeah. But so at least, you know, I figured I don't know what time I'm getting back Sunday. So rather than chance it, have him work in the morning. So, you know, he'll work up until 9 o'clock, and then I'll take over at that point. So at least if I do get home late, I could sleep a little bit on Monday morning. And I figured since the weather's going to be so beautiful, no one will care.
I hope that what's-his-name shows up on time on Sunday.
Who do you have on this today? I'm looking to see who you have. Anthony Martello's on Saturday.
Oh no, he never misses a day.
No, Anthony's he's aces. AJ's on Sunday.
Okay.
But I warned him. So
Is he smart enough to know that he might blow a good thing?
I have no idea if he is or he isn't, but I did warn him. That's all I could do.
Yeah.
You know, three strikes and you're out. That's what I told him. You know, So hopefully everything will be good, because you don't even have to say anything to me, Marshall. All I have to do is look at the Google Drive stuff and see if there's anything in there and when it was put in.
Yeah, and you know what I do now? I've done this for about, because once there was about two months ago, he filed a little bit late. Okay.
Yes, he did. Yes.
So what I do now is I, as a precaution, I take the Saturday evening forecast,
and you cut it up.
I added it just as an emergency forecast for Sunday morning.
That's a smart thing.
Yeah. That's what I do.
That's a smart thing. You know, I'm going to probably tell Anthony Martella, and I'm sure he'll laugh at it, but I'm going to probably tell him, Anthony, whenever you are working Saturday, do me a favor, send Marshall an extra feed for Sunday morning, just in case, and I'm sure he won't mind.
No, I don't mind editing it. It only takes a few seconds. It only takes a few seconds.
That's what's really good about it.
It's just
Cool
Leather
Pro, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a backup in case. So that's why when he was so late this last Sunday, listeners couldn't tell because I had that edited forecast.
Right.
So, but anyway. Well, that's enough of shop talk. Let's talk about, once again, this weather, which is actually looking pretty good for this time of year.
Yeah, sunny today, sunny Friday, partly cloudy Saturday. There'll be some sun on Sunday, just a spotty shower, and getting into the 70s.
And by a spotty shower, you mean, spotty showers. You know, it's not going to...
A spotty shower, meaning maybe 10 to 20% of the area could see a very brief shower, which would mean most of the area will not.
All right. All right, Pat, we'll check with you on Friday.
Tomorrow it is.
And we'll see what happens when we turn the clock back. Okay.
All righty.
Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning on Robin Hood Radio.